This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, it's nice to have a good news story. And today we're talking about the benefits of hugs. Now, I am a bit biased because I love hugs, but now I've got the research to support my bias, which is great. A new study of babies out of the Nationwide Children's Hospital in Ohio found that the more you hug your kids, the smarter they get. I'm going to tell my kids that every time I ask for a hug now. Adolescent psychologist Colette Smart is with us to explain. Hi, Colette.
Hi, Katrina.
Now, are you a natural hugger or a non-hugger?
I am. I'm a natural hugger. Our family is very huggy, so sometimes I find myself apologising to other families when they come in. Sorry, our family hugs a lot. So, yeah, we're a huggy family.
My family was like that growing up too, and I'm definitely emulating that with my kids. So can hugging really help a baby's brain grow?
Yeah, so this isn't actually new research. It's something that's been built on over years. But there really is research that proves that there's significant impact on brain size. So they've looked at mothers in particular. They found that when mothers nurture through hugs and then obviously emotional support, even right through preschool, they see growth in the area of the brain called the hippocampus. And that's the part of the brain which is associated with learning and memories and regulating emotions. And they're seeing this trajectory of growth in the hippocampus associated with higher emotional functioning right into the teen years. So there's some fascinating long-term effects and long-term studies on this. So, yep, it's true.
Wow, that's fantastic. And are there other health benefits of hugging and, I guess, in other forms of physical touch?
Really, touch is the first sense that we know develops in a human infant. So it remains the most emotionally central part of our lives. Mm-hmm. And so any shortage of touch we know has detrimental effects on our health and well-being. So we're seeing physiological and psychologically damaging effects into later years. I mean, we're seeing hospitals that have incorporated kangaroo care now because they know when you hold and have skin-to-skin contact with newborn premature babies, they're seeing the babies recover faster, grow better. Mm. So touch somehow stimulates our bodies to react in very specific ways. It's like a natural medicine. We actually stay healthier in our mind, our bodies, and our hearts. Mm. So, there's lots of benefits to touch.
So does physical touch actually improve our relationships?
Yes. So there's this study that I quote very often in my seminars about. It's come out of Oxford University. And essentially they're seeing that touch and smell are more closely linked to our emotions and our emotional centres of our brain than vision or hearing. So Dr. Spencer did the study, basically says that love needs touch to make it real for our children. So even if our children hear that they are loved, they need to physically feel that they are loved to fulfill the affection that they crave. So things like a reassuring pat on the back, that actually elicits in the person or the child a release of oxytocin, which we know is the chemical that promotes bonding in mothers and babies. So children feel that they can trust you more. They feel like that they are more bonded with you. And the problem, though, is that what Dr. Spence says is many of our children are growing up with touch hunger. So our children are spending a lot of time in touch-free zones because of boundaries around school touch and so on, and then obviously on their devices. So we've got to find ways to actually communicate our love to enhance our relationships with our children.
Yeah, wow. And so what if you have a child or even a partner, someone in your family, who doesn't seek out hugs or they're not like a naturally huggy person? So should we still initiate plenty of physical contact with those people or should we try to communicate our love in other ways?
So, yeah you've actually asked a question that a lot of people from different cultures ask me in my seminars. What if culturally hugs aren't a thing we do? I also start by saying if you're a huggy family but you have one of your children who don't like hugs, absolutely, you need to find ways that communicate love to your child. And don't enforce your way of loving or feeling loved onto them. Even if they're saying no to grandma, you've got to communicate that with the family. Kids on the autism spectrum often don't like certain types of touch.
Mm.
So we've got to actually communicate. Ask your child, what makes you feel loved and safe? What kind of touch can I do that you feel says I love you to you? So things like side hugs, you know, the full-on bear hug, but then gentle hand squeezes for some kids, head massages at night, some kids love that, bedtime arm tickles, fist bumping, reassuring squeezes on your upper arm, ruffling your kid's hair, even rough and tumble play is important. Don't only do that, but that's also an important type of touch for kids. And then when they say stop, we must stop. We must let them pull away and form the boundary if they should feel loved by us.
Mm. Well, I've often felt, Colette, that, you know, that I don't like to break off a hug with a child. Like, I try to wait for them to break off the hug. But it was so funny. The other day we had a baby visiting our house and they were saying goodbye, and the baby wanted to hug me, and the hug literally went on forever. Like, the family were trying to leave and the baby kept hugging. It was the sweetest thing and it made me feel so good. But it was quite funny that literally the entire family was standing around for about 2 or 3 minutes while this hug went
waiting
on.
Waiting to leave.
So, yeah, that's something that I've certainly tried to do.
Yeah, I love that concept. I really love that. I like that the child feels empowered enough to say, I need more hugs, or, okay, I'm done now. I think it communicates to them that we respect their boundaries and let them communicate to us what they need.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, thank you so much for the hug chat, Colette.
Thank you, Katrina.
I'll send you a hug down the arm, down the phone line.
Okay, virtual, yes,
all right, that's adolescent psychologist Colette Smart. We've been talking about the importance of hugs.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.